USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Former President Trump speaking at the America First Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Tuesday. The former president making his first trip back to Washington, D.C. since his presidency. One person is dead after flash flooding Tuesday in the St. Louis area. Police say the victim was trapped in a car that was under more than 8 feet of water. Local fire and rescue say more than 70 people were rescued from flooding waters Tuesday morning. More than 9 inches of rain fell across the area. Cal Fire says the Oak Fire just west of Yosemite National Park is 26% contained. Contained. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Scientists and public health care workers are attending a summit on the future of COVID-19 vaccines at the White House. Acting Director of the White House Office of Science and Technology, Dr. Alronda Nelson, says the next generation of vaccines needs to be accessible to all.
These inequities will persist beyond COVID and in future pandemics unless we adequately prepare and prioritize universal access to the innovations we're designing, developing, and producing.
New home sales are hitting their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes fell 8% in June to an annual rate of 590,000 units. Industry experts note the drop coincides with rising mortgage rates, which topped 6% last month. The average sales price of a new home in June was just under $457,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A college in Ohio is taking a different approach to higher education. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With some colleges in America outrageously priced, we can't forget going to college is great nourishment for the mind. But how about getting paid to go to school? A new Catholic college trade school in Ohio opening next year is going to be doing just that. Jacob Ebaum from the College of St. Joseph the Worker on Fox News.
What's a good alternative? And so our minds went to the skilled trades, not only because Jesus Christ came down and served most years of his life at a carpenter's bench. And so there's something actually quite fitting about a Catholic school recognizing the humanity in the trades.
A Senate hearing on Tuesday is looking at relaxing the nation's marijuana laws. If the bill is passed, experts say it won't legalize the drug in states where it's currently banned.
State laws would not be directly impacted by this. States could continue to make the mistake of banning cannabis.
Morgan Fox with the group Normal says the Senate is talking about removing weed from its list of controlled substances. Please remember, you can always take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.